All right. Well, listen up, you guys. Glad you are listening into episode 2. This is Sets, Lies, and Hoeing, a confession podcast. I'm your host, TK. And for just a little background on this pod, I like to keep complete anonymity for my guests. So I asked them what their porn star name is because I don't want their business in the streets, but I do want to hear about the come from the sheets. So let's start it off. Guests, if you was a porn star, what would your name be?
My name would be the Dick Connoisseur.
Dick Connoisseur. Okay. And also, guys, I just want to let you guys know that this is not who I am speaking with. She is not in the sexual profession. She does not work. She is not a sex worker. This is our sex alter ego. Or not ego, whatever you want to go with. So, Dick Connoisseur, where does that name come from?
Well, I'm just a professional at dicks, period. Mm. I think God would have gave me a dick, but he know I would, you know, I'll be fucking off the chain.
Oh.
But, you know, you guys can call me DC for short.
DC. So what type of dicks do you prefer?
I don't really prefer a certain type of dick, but I do have a standard. I do like really like wild card dicks. I love dicks that are curved, mainly. Oh. You know, a real sharp curve.
Oh,
like a candy.
A hook.
Yes, a hook. Yes. Mm. Those are the best to get it back from doggy style. I really like that. But I really like strawberry tip dicks.
Oh, ooh. What's a strawberry tip?
One that looks just like a real ripened, average size, kind of heart-shaped strawberry. You know how, you know, it kind of a little pointy at the end, but then it gets thick and then it's nice and cut. All strawberries are supposed to have like these kind of cut dimples in them.
So you're a botanist now.
I kind of like to refer dicks to fruits and vegetables.
Okay, come through, produce.
They're natural.
Okay, so
God made them.
We're gonna bring the, as you know, and I am the sex pope where these confessions lie, and I am a worker of God. So, just a random question: where do you like the dicks to curve to, the right or the left, or is there a preference?
I have a little secret spot, and only real men know how to find this spot.
Okay, so so we're going to keep that little curve to the spot, to the secret spot?
It's just the way that they stroke it. That's a whole nother ball game. It's a lot that you have to, with a woman anyway, with, if a man knows how to fuck. And that's any man with anyone, so male or female.
Okay.
It's all about the stroke.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the motion in the ocean.
No, you also have to know your penis. If you don't know your penis, like if you know your dick curved to the left, how you gonna fuck the bitch to the left or the right?
I don't know. I don't have a curve. I see a hook in the dick and I run. I'm not for that hook and shit. Honey, throw them hands.
Why would you go to the same direction that your dick go to? You always travel the road untraveled.
Oh, so the curve is a detour.
Yeah.
So your pussy, your G-spot is on that detour.
If you ain't never been there, how they know about it?
Okay.
Don't be the average man going the same way.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
it's about the stroke.
So if it curves to the right, hit it from the left.
Yeah. We're making a new current. Always remember that. Keep it open.
So speaking of keeping it open, what would be your a sex confession that you would like to tell me? And now don't make it like somebody that just did a hit and run on you.
I need a good sex confession. No.
Something you never told somebody. Remember, this is a veil around this sex part.
I know. And see, for me, I don't think you have to get too freaky with a confession. It's about the way you feel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, I became a freak at a young age. And I think that was my number one, you know, problem.
It's a problem?
Yes. Uh-huh. These kids be fucking off the chain now.
They fuck for fruit snacks.
See, they fucking up the game. Bitch gets no love.
Mm-mm.
These hoes out here looking for love and fucking for $2.
Oh, that ain't my man.
But it's on that Tina.
Oh, they do be on that Tina. They love a good T, a capital T.
Big T.
So what age did you start fucking?
For me, I was 14.
14.
But for me, even back then, like even, I don't know, I think I was probably like 12. I wasn't thinking about fucking, but I knew I wanted some dick. Like, I knew I wanted to know what sex felt like. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, I had these intentions, like, it better be good.
Okay.
And I think that was the problem. The first time I had sex, that shit was great. And I didn't think dick was supposed to come that big. I thought all dicks came that big because I got a big one my first time and I loved it.
Give us inches. How big?
It was 10 inches and I'm going to say 2.5 inches thick, and that's no lie on God, honey. He was nice. And I'm 14. So, and he was an athlete though, so you know. And he was very active and I was active and we were active.
Sound like I was active together. Just
active, short. Honey. Like rabbits. It's almost Easter.
Oh my God. It is. It is. So when it do become Easter, do you like the fucking pastels?
Honey, I'm a nice caramel cracked egg, you know. Everybody likes those on Easter.
So you started fucking early at 14, and what
and let me take the early part off. It's when you're ready, you're ready.
You're ready. And you was ready.
I was ready. I knew I wanted to fuck. Like, I knew, oh yeah, I'm gonna let him get some pussy.
I feel that. I was the same.
But I was waiting for like the time to be right type of moment type thing.
Set the mood, paint a picture. What's up?
Bitch, loving basketball was the inspiration.
Oh, so y'all hope, so you was in a sports bra and some gym shorts, and he came to your house.
No, I was cute, honey. Push-up bra, bitch, was went from gym shorts to t-shirts from there. Push-up bras, you want to see these nipples?
Oh, okay. So this doesn't sound like a confession. I need deeper.
Well, no. And see, that's what I wanted to say. Like my confessions are when you have those one-night stands that you know you ain't going to never fuck with, but they real, real good.
You don't never hit the one-night stands back?
That's why they one-night stands.
Okay.
Yes. And my confession is I had this one-night stand I have never, ever, 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 ever told anybody about. But I let that man. I didn't know this man at all. At all. I just randomly met him. And I can't remember exactly if I met him downtown and I gave him my number. Yes, I was. Ooh. This is when I was friends with that girl who has the same real name as me.
Oh, okay.
And
she's also a decoy.
But the bitch get caught up every time.
Yeah, she's a messy dick connoisseur. You gotta be a sneaky dick connoisseur.
You ain't gotta be sneaky. You gotta discreet. Know what you're doing. No, it ain't even about being discreet. I want you to see what I'm doing, but bitch, can you tell me yay or nay if I am or if I'm not? Ooh. If you're a professional, what I gotta be out loud about it for? You already know what I want.
Sadai. So you met him downtown. Were you drunk? Were you blessed?
No, I wasn't even drunk because I always had drunk bitches around me.
So you had to be the guard for
him. No, I wasn't the guard. I had to watch out for myself. You can't never trust the drunk bitch because they always gonna blame me. Oh, bitch, I was drunk. No, ho.
Can't move that. But so you met him downtown, and then how did it happen? Did he approach you, or you approach him?
He approached me because he knew old girl, and he was like, oh, what's up, whatever, because she used to talk to his homeboy or whatever. So it was like, oh, everybody meet up, and we used to just meet up at her house or whatever. So I was just like, bitch, I'm finna go home. Because I knew I wanted me some dick, but bitch, we ain't friends like that. You know, that was a hoe you couldn't trust, but I could trust you enough, you know. But that was my bitch, though. I ain't even gonna lie, she was my bitch, y'all, but she was a hoe-ass bitch. But anyway, so I went home, and I'm talking about this man fucked me like it was my first time. Like, you know, like a nigga, like I let a nigga make love to me on the first, like some real love type shit. Like I knew you forever. Knew you forever. I'm talking about some passionate ass sex. Like I'm talking about we gonna get about 4 nuts about each other. Yes.
Ooh, that sound nasty.
It was nasty.
How many times did it make you come?
See, I'm a squirter.
Oh, you peed on.
I glistened him.
I know that's right, girl. So how long did it take? So you said, meet me back at my house. I'll hit you up when I'm home.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm going to hit you up when I'm home because I don't like this hoe in my business. Like, he already knew. He was like, when y'all two start hanging with each other, whatever, whatnot. But that's another story. But he ended up coming over to my house. And I'm talking about, and this was the time I still stayed with my mom. You know, I was still up under my mom's roof.
Okay.
This man fucked me so good, I wanted to scream. Like, everybody in the house would have heard me this night.
Oh, shit.
Like, it was one of them, you got to be all the way quiet.
Okay.
And I'm talking about great sex, you know what I'm saying? So this man literally puts my legs in the air. You know what a bitch, you gotta do some like take control type shit. All bitches like it, but when you take that nice dominant slow control, you know, like choke me daddy. Mm-hmm. This nigga was choking me and licking the fuck out of my clit. I'm talking about long and slow, from the rooty to the motherfucking tootie, like it was Tootsie Roll Pops. How many licks do it take to get to the center?
Oh, so wait, so I'm sure this was nighttime. What time? What season are we
See,
in? Are we in
this
the summer?
Is summertime.
Or, oh, y'all could have been fucking outside. And you could have been screaming.
No, we weren't going to fuck outside because daddy, he wanted to lay me down.
Oh.
These were the demands. See, that's why I was so ready to go back home, because you can't fuck me good at a friend's house. That's what we supposed to be doing. Everybody, you know, supposed to be fucking. But this nigga was talking right in my ear like, ooh, if I get a chance type shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to give you that chance, nigga. You don't know, because you ain't going to never, ever see me again.
Let me put it on you.
Never. But let me see what that dick like, because I'm going through a real bad breakup. A bitch sprung off her nigga, and she trying to let go. Because, you know, this one I was with old boy from Augusta.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And keep going. I'm listening.
Yeah. So I was just like, shit, a bitch going to go get hers.
Mm-hmm. So he fucked you down, dipped you down, and you squirted, and did you suck his dick?
That's the best part. When I tell you, he had the perfect dick.
Did it have the strawberry tip on it?
Let me tell you. Did it have a hook? You ever had a dipped strawberry? You know, that's why I'm trying to tell you. I love strawberry dip. See, you don't have to be a fan to eat them. You don't.
No,
right or wrong.
Right.
Everybody likes the strawberry.
Even if I don't like them, I still gonna reach for one. I'm gonna still reach for one. I'm gonna reach for one.
You don't have to like it, but you still do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so it was just like the best. This is one like one night stand. I wish I would have never made a one night stand, but I knew I couldn't fall in love because I love dick, and that's why I'm DC.
I'm the connoisseur,
but the connoisseur is an addict. When you love dick and you know everything about dick and every day is dick, that's how you became the connoisseur. I study dick. And I've been studying dick for a long time, since I was 12.
Dickology. Did they teach you at the high school you went to?
I'm the inventor of it.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, back to the strawberry tip curved dick.
Let's do this.
Is how I learned about directions. When I tell you, this man made me glisten him thousands of times that night. Mm. And I had to hold my screams in. I'm talking about them passion screams.
Mm-hmm.
A bitch thought she was going to get pregnant that night. And that was the thing. I didn't even use the condom.
Mm.
A one night stand would have turned to the 118 years of all my life.
But you would have had that dick for a smooth 18 years. It would have been all right.
What you mean, smooth 18 years? I ain't get this nigga contact information like that.
Bitch, I knew
I wasn't
gonna
talk to you
back.
Again. Bitch, I let you call my phone.
Okay. And I deleted that number quick. Okay.
After we fucked, delete. I ain't seeing you again.
Okay.
You may know where I stay at, but bitch, I ain't never home.
Did he contact you afterwards to do a recap?
What block? Thank you, Samsung. Thank you, Android, Apple, whoever invented that shit. Block your ass, honey. I ain't gotta call my phone service no more.
How many times did he call you until you blocked him? It only took that one time?
What you mean?
Oh, you blocked him right afterwards.
Let me tell you, new technology just started. Like, this had to be like 3-4 years ago.
I don't think new technology just started.
No, I'm talking about, you know how it lets you know that your block callers called you. Remember, it's just now starting to notify a block caller tried to call you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see.
See, Samsung. Go Samsung. See, that's why y'all better than Apple. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
But they don't have that.
Thank your mama brand. Later.
But, so you know, so you blocked him right after and he tried to contact you. How many times? Let's
no,
give me a number.
But
one
see,
to
that's
five?
The thing. I stopped being that whole friend.
Oh.
This is how all that shit happened. It was like back to back. So it was like after I did my little one night stand, so happily, other old boy came into my life and, you know, a bitch been dick struck since.
Okay, so who was better, other old boy or the nigga that with the strawberry tip?
Let me tell you, one night stand is at the top, but this is why I can't never tell nobody about it, because I don't even remember that nigga name.
That's high. I done fucked men, multiple men. And
I can't remember. It was something D something, and I'm just like, I don't know who D something is with the strawberry curved dick.
But he out here making bitches squirt on him. Whoever, wherever he's at now. Let's
that nigga know how to fuck. That nigga had to be fucking since he was 10. Ooh, that nigga knew some pussy.
And he knew how to like, eat it. What? Did he know how to eat it well?
Let me tell you something. It ain't even about eating pussy. If you know how to eat pussy, yeah, so be it. Everybody trying to learn to eat pussy. Okay, lick a Jell-O cup. But anyway. Yes. Look at Jell-O cup. Because you know how you eat the top off the Jell-O cup? You still got to put your face in it after you done got down a little bit. Come on now. Every bitch like for you to play in that pussy.
All right now.
Yes.
Did he eat your groceries too?
Yes. I told you from the rooted to the tooted. Yes, okay. I did. Listen to me. Let me tell you. That boy had been fucking since he was 10. I knew dick because, you know, like I said, my first was good. I've been fucking 10 inches for all my 26 years. 25 years. Well, let me not say 25. Since I've been fucking, that's been how many years now? Girl, it's over a decade.
I'm not good at math.
Yes, it's over a decade. I was fucking the same dick for over a decade.
I ain't never had that experience.
Let me tell you, my first was great. Shout out to you.
Shout out to that nigga. All right, so I think that's a good time to take a break, you guys. We're coming back with the last portion. Be right back to some unpaid advertisements.
The only reason why I'm here is because it was between foster care or Dr. Phil. I didn't have a choice to come.
DC, what is a lie someone told you during sex, a lie you said during sex, or just a lie that you finally would like to admit to the sex pope? Also, I want to let you know I'm not dealing with no fake common lies. That is a baby lie, a sissy lie, whatever you want to call it. It's a white lie. Give me a good lie. What has someone told you or you have told someone? You have told someone. Come on, Clark. Come on, Clark County Education. I'm not good at grammar.
Oh, jeez.
What a major in communications.
I don't know. This is a dirty, dark secret I have never, ever told anyone in my life.
Say it up to the mic.
This is something I have never, ever told anybody in my life.
There you go, boo.
But I think this would be the perfect opportunity. Just because it's 2020, I can get it off my chest. It's a big lie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it caused too many hurt feelings, but...
Paint the picture when you tell it now. I need to know what got to the lie and after the lie.
Well, nothing really happened, but I lied to this guy that was really, really in love with me. Mm-hmm. And I found out that he had a baby on the way, but he was afraid to tell me.
This is juicy.
And when I found out about it, and I was only like, I think I was like either 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I was found out, I was like, oh, okay. So me being in my feelings, and like, I was sad about it because then at the same time too, no lie, I thought I was pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Would y'all baby would have been cute?
No. He's ugly, but he doesn't make ugly kids.
Oh, okay. Luckily, he don't have strong genes. That's good.
No, I guess it is his genes because them hoes is ugly. Two ugly people make pretty babies.
I have heard that. Although I have seen two ugly hoes have an ugly baby, and I tripped the baby up.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The baby was more sorry than I was.
But yeah, and so at this time I was really in love with this guy. I'm talking about, I really was like, oh yeah, we finna get married, whatever, whatever. Let me go ahead and nip you in the bud while you just only got two kids. Like, let me just go ahead, cause I know you don't want baby number, you know, baby mama number one, baby number two. And I was young, and the dick was good. Okay,
so how many baby mamas? Just two at this time?
Yeah, he only had two at this time.
Okay.
And so, like I said, I was 18, 19, and I was just so in my feelings, and then my motherfucking period came on. I said, well, damn, a bitch ain't pregnant, but that hoe is. So then I just lied to him and told him I had an abortion.
Did you pocket the money?
It wasn't even a money thing because I made my own money.
Oh, bitch. DC, you did that all wrong.
Yeah, yeah, but so- I never went and got an abortion. I never was pregnant. My period came on, but I just wanted to get back to him, you know, and say it. And that was something that crushed him. Mm. To this day, he tells his mom about it. She was supposed to be my baby mama and this. And everybody so just. Projectic. Yes, and everybody just carries this fool lie around like, oh, they love me. Like, oh, we like you. We like you, DC. We like you, DC. You will always be our sister-in-law. And I don't even fuck with him, but I know I'm the best girl that ever he ever brought back to his mama house.
So are you a fixer-upper, DC? I just need to know.
Yes.
So you're a data man. You like a wounded bird. You see where the nigga is.
I'm a nurturer,
and you will help nurture him to.
And what feeds my nurture is dick, and that's what I'm starting to realize. Cause I like I'm a nympho.
Oh, is this self-diagnosed?
I really think I need to see real professional help.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. That's another secret.
That's another confession. I don't do secrets.
Well, yeah, I guess another confession. Like, I really think I really need to seek help for my problem. Hmm. Like, I'm not like a ho-ho, but like, if I have my few or that one that I am, I'm fucking all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, so if you're in a relationship, how many times you want to fuck a week?
It's no numbers anytime I want it. And it's hard for me to keep count.
Oh, so you usually fucking every day?
Yeah, I'm fucking every day, multiple times a day. Like, I'm getting dick when I get up in the morning. Before I get in the shower for work, I got 5 minutes. Fuck me real good. And that's the thing. Like, you got to know how to fuck me. But, like, yeah, but even if you don't know how to fuck me, if you just fuck me before I get in the shower to get my attitude together for work, I'm not a morning person. People need coffee. I need dick. Yeah. And so when I get off from work, like even on like when I worked at my one job and I had an hour lunch break. Babe, where you at? Let me put the dick in my mouth. Come on. We got 30 minutes. And then, you know, my job was like right down the street. I was pushing it. I'd rather be late for work. I got to get my full nut. Mm. If my nigga don't nut, we got a problem. And see, and that's the thing too. I love like pleasing people. Like I'm one of them type. Like I know I'm gonna get me just because I'm finna fuck you good. Cause if I got you lit, you gonna definitely turn up on me, right?
See, I'm the complete opposite. I want to fuck is 2 to 3 times a week.
No,
and I don't even jack off no more. So it's like, girl, that's.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then, and that's me being sober. That's one reason why I had to give up alcohol, how I stopped drinking. Because you're just like, hey, if I'm lit, if the tequila in me, I'm popping pussy every about hour or so. Like, shit, we're going to get it done. I'm going to take me a nap. Where you at? Yeah.
You don't get tired? You don't be want
to take no, no, because I love sucking dick. I love sucking dick. I do. When I suck dick, it turns me on. I can just lick the tip of it and spit on it, and I'll be like, let's fuck.
Oh, you get wet from sucking dick.
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm a pleaser. For some reason, God didn't bless me with tonsils. I never got them removed. The bitches disappeared. I like choking on the dick sometimes. Like, I just like seeing how far it can go.
You like your head being forced down a little bit? Or you like to do it yourself?
No, I really like for them to fuck my throat like it's my pussy.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that type of shit. My nipples get hard and my pussy get real wet.
I don't see my pussy get wet when I see some nice, fresh lasagna.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The lasagna is like curvy, like pussy lips.
Oh. Didn't know that. I say pussy look like 2 camel cigarettes. I don't know. But anyway, that's not really.
Well, it all depends. Some people look like a nice, you know, blooming flower. Some people look like a camel.
A camel toe. Sometimes a camel lips.
Camel nose, top lip.
Look like a knuckle.
Who knows? Pig knuckle, they say.
Oh, and I do like a pig's foot.
Some, you know, the pig foot has that kind of V in it, you know what I'm saying?
The like hoof.
You don't have to like the hoof.
That's what it's called.
When the clit can just sit in the middle of that V, she has a little pretty little flower.
Okay. So you lied to him about saying you was pregnant and, well, you got an abortion.
I got an abortion.
And he was
mad. I did it out of spite. Like, oh, I got an abortion because you got that hoe pregnant. I'm not going to be having no ghetto twins.
So did he end up having more babies?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
That nigga is young as fuck and has almost, well, I think he has 12 kids.
12 motherfucking kids. Yes. And when did this start? So you started fucking him when he had 2 kids.
Yeah, we were young. And I started fucking him when I was 16.
Oh, so let's fast forward just 10 years.
And I just said, you know, that like I said,
been fucking.
Yeah, he had his first child when he was 16.
That little nigga babysitting all them other
kids. What you mean? He knew how to fuck. That nigga had a real big good dick.
Real big good dick. That BGD. Honey. Mm-hmm. So let's take a break from that. It seems like that confession has just been confessed in the lie part portion. Let's hop on over to some unpaid advertisements.
Did you really snatch an 86-year-old woman's purse?
She wants to hurt me. And the bitch don't even know me.
At 86 years old, Bernice Starnes is full of spunk. She's traveled the world, seen a lot, but never anything like this.
I hope that they beat her ass. Some of the women in prison beat her ass every day for long as she's in there.
Some people might say that's hard.
All right, so DC, let's hop on into the last part of my podcast, the hoeing segment. Well, I want you to regale us on a good hoe story, and I mean a good one. And I'm not talking just for the bed hoppers out there. I'm not talking about somebody you done fucked about 3 dicks in 1 night, because girl, that ain't nothing but a slutty Saturday to me. I need something good. What made you so horny that you had to do this? How did this doing end up incompetent and happening? And how did you feel after it? So,
well, I will go back to one of my confessions I mentioned earlier.
Oh.
When I tell you, I have never, I don't do one-night stands.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of hoe, I'll keep a nigga in rotation. Mm. I'm that type of hoe. I'm just a basic hoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a nasty basic hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference in me. You know, you have to have a different, you know, level of freakiness, I may say. But I'm just a basic hoe because these hoes be out here doing too much.
What is too much?
Too much I wouldn't do.
And what would you not do?
For me, well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. I'm a basic hoe, so it wouldn't really be nothing that I wouldn't be. But some of these hoes nasty. They fuck with the wrong men when they know they got nasty pussies. Knowing these niggas nasty, they fucking up the game because you'll fuck a nasty nigga and then go fuck one of the type of niggas that I would fuck with because you a hoe ass bitch.
What is nasty? What is a nasty nigga? A nigga not showering?
A nigga who fuck nasty bitches, and nasty bitches don't claim they pussies.
Oh.
Nasty bitches will go, you know, for me, if you gonna be a hoe, be a clean hoe. You supposed to fuck, if you wanna fuck raw bitch, fuck raw and go dish your pussy. Don't fuck a nigga, then have one nut, then have my nigga nut. My nigga come back with his nasty ass and not washed his dick. And
oh,
because
now
yes.
He got nut on his, somebody else.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, but that's kind of hot if you having an orgy. If I got 3 niggas busting at me, somebody going to be busting after each other. Bitch, you going to get the dick just like I'm going to get that same dick. But it's all what we chose to get.
That's nasty. And I like
that's
that
nasty.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
And that's the rule of the whole game. If we all going to be hoes and we all going to fuck each other, let's already know who fucking who this that and the third. It's like a sleeker hoe code. Mm. Like, you know, like all these bitches who got hoe ass niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know y'all hoes ain't the only one because y'all don't do the type of tricks that we hoes do.
So there's levels to the hoe.
It's levels to it.
Okay.
It's so levels.
What's the highest level of hoe?
Ultimate hoe. Bitch, this ultimate
Balls hoe.
No, this hoe don't give a fuck. But you still gotta be classy with it. And them nasty bitches that I'm saying, nasty bitches ain't classy with it. Bitch, ain't nobody knocking you for doing what the fuck you do. You can go fuck Tim, John, hoe, Jose, whoever. Eric, Bobby, Whitney. I don't know.
Oh, Bobby Brown probably had some good dick.
He had to. He had chocolate.
I think about Bobby Brown and that gaff and how he looked in the 80s. Bobby
I
Brown
love how
got
you
me.
Say you love Donald Glover. That was a
Danny Glover.
Look at there. Danny Glover.
Let me tell you, Mr. could have got me at the color purple. Let me
he
tell
likes
you.
To be raped.
No, I don't. All
right, Celia.
I would. Don't spit in my water. Spit in my mouth. But anyway.
But like I said, my whole story would be my one night stand, because this one night stand, I didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I didn't fuck this nigga with no condom. Like, I'm not doing basic hoe shit. I'm doing ultimate hoe shit. Ultimate hoe don't give a fuck. She getting down for the dick. Okay? TTG. Mm-hmm. She's trained to motherfucking go.
Real girls get down.
What? Bad bitches don't do dishes.
Hello? Somebody get BBD. BBOD over here.
BBOD?
So how did you... So, after this... So, we're back on the, I guess, the first part.
And that
part.
Stands for bad bitches on dick, not dick. Bad bitches on dick. BBOD.
I'm glad you remembered because I forgot what it stands for. I didn't know what the acronym for. But so if this whole story was so good, what made it so?
So hoish is that I don't remember this nigga name. I didn't care to even get this nigga name. It was like, you this nigga side nigga. Hey, how you doing? My shorty wanna fuck with your nigga. Hey, nigga, how you doing?
So is the bitch that you claim as the one that got your same government name, did she hook y'all up?
Nobody hooked us up. It was like on some secret shit. I know they finna fuck. What about you and me?
Oh, so y'all left the house ready to go.
Yeah, we exchanged numbers like on the low. Like,
No. I'm saying you and the bitch, you and your friend who went to the bars. Went down town. So y'all was like gonna fuck his back
nigga,
at her house.
Yeah, it was like everybody's gonna meet up or whatever. I'm about to drop my nigga off because she wanna fuck him. You know, everybody finna leave.
Well, y'all
up.
Gonna fuck in the same house?
See, and that's what I'm saying. I didn't wanna fuck in the same
house. But was she
house.
Down to fuck in the same house?
Yes, everybody was down to fuck in the same
How
house.
How is everybody?
Low.
How many is everybody? Give me
it's
numbers.
It's just four of us. It's two niggas and two bitches.
Oh, okay. But y'all gonna be in the same room?
My mama used to be the babysitter.
So, was y'all gonna fuck in the same room? Or each
no,
one y'all gonna have
I was gonna be in the living room. She was gonna be in her bedroom or whatever, you know. It's just us. But I was like, you know what?
Have you done that before?
No, but see, that's my thing. I ain't need that bitch in my business because, like I said, you can't trust a bitch like that. Mm-hmm. That's why she's a hoe ass bitch. Mm-hmm. She's the ultimate hoe. But the bitch get caught up, like I said.
So she's not an ultimate hoe.
She's the ultimate hoe because ultimate hoes don't give a fuck, honey. They got four kids and they still fucking like they ain't got none.
Let me tell you, if I had a pussy, that'd be the bitch I am.
Right, you'll be an ultimate hoe. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out to all the hoes out there. I'm just not that hoe because I give a fuck a little bit. But this night, I was the ultimate hoe. It was like, shit, nigga, I just met you through this bitch. And this bitch finna fuck your nigga. I really don't even give a fuck what you look like. It's just like, shit, I really want some dick. I ain't had no dick. I ain't have no boyfriend. He was all right. Because this bitch fuck any type of nigga. Now, the friend was ugly. The friend look a little bit better. And I think she fucked the friend before she fucked the nigga. She was getting ready to fuck.
Oh, okay.
And so she was that type of whole life. Bitch, you go fuck him. Because, you know, old boy that I just left, he fucked her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's why me and that hoe ain't friends no more. Mm-hmm. Because you don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm supposed to be your bitch, but you fucking my nigga.
Oh, he did that while y'all was in the relationship?
No, well, we had so-called split apart. But you know how me and that nigga, though, we break up and get right back together.
Oh, he did that to make you mad.
He did, but that's what I said his motive was. But, bitch, you supposed to be my so-called bitch. You was the one, bitch, you was the one who set us up. But if you wanted to dick first, bitch, I told you, I just wanted somebody to fuck anyway. That's what my intentions was with that guy when I first met him. Because once again, I already did the one night stand, boy. Then I go to your house, I see this fine ass nigga in your backyard. I'm on my whole shit. I'm on my whole shit. Let me just... First off, he was looking good that day.
Let me tell you.
He was always fine to me.
The nigga looked like he got sick of
you, Matt. Okay, then you going to hell. You are going to hell. Oh, my God. I'm not going to laugh at that, but that was cute.
The nigga got gold. The nigga eyes all gold and shit.
Like, okay, yeah, you're exaggerating. But anyway, he's not a fan. Me neither, not anymore. But anyway.
I choked on my teeth. But anyway, so yeah, how do you want to end this whole story, Dick Connoisseur?
It was just straight whole shit. Like, I did some real nasty ass shit and I didn't give a fuck. Like I said, I thought I was going to get pregnant that night.
Did
I'm
you
talking
let him
about
stick it in your butt?
Well, we did everything.
Everything
nice.
In your
let
mama's
Let me tell
house.
You, stick it in my ass ain't what it is. That nigga, like, stuck it in my ass, stuck it in my throat, stuck it in my pussy. Let's do it again.
I hope not in that one.
Don't worry about what I do. That's all me.
That's all you. So what? Let's end into the last part of this podcast. Dick Sonico. My bad. I'm about to call
DC.
You Dick.
Call Dick me DC because everybody can't say connoisseur. It ain't concierge. It's connoisseur.
Dick concierge. You're so funny to me.
I ain't checking in, Dick.
But Dick Connoisseur, DC, what would be your advice to the young hoes out there, or to my bed hoppers that need just a little bit of tidbit?
And it's not even to the young hoes, because these young hoes, y'all need to stop jumping out the gate.
All right, that's
y'all fucking up the gang.
Y'all making it hard for the old hoes.
A bitch used to get a lot of shit, but you young bitches, $40?
Y'all fucking for $40?
$40? No, that Tito. You're fucking up the game. Bitch, you get no love out here from a hoe like me. Mm-mm. But anyway, what are the advice I would like to tell all the bed hoppers? Please practice sucking dick. Mm. It'll keep a lot of happy homes. You need to keep a nigga. Learn to suck dick.
It keep bills paid up in here.
It keeps your bills paid. Well, it keeps your nigga coming back. Even if you got a side bitch, this side bitch ain't sucking dick like you. He'll always come home.
How would you say they should suck dick? Sloppy, tight, wet, use hands, no hands? What is it?
You need to suck dick like a retarded person learning how to be smart. Slob on it. Learn it.
I want you guys to know she's holding the mic. She is into this. Look, she holding it like it's a dick, y'all.
Let me tell you.
Don't stop, DC. Don't stop.
I love dick. I'm the DC. Mm. Don't you know DC is the capital?
All right.
Washington, DC.
You want to hear something funny? I always thought Washington, D.C. was in South Carolina.
Stop it. You guys, we don't even own our own America. It's the District of Columbia.
Bitch, I figured that out once I looked at a map. But for some reason,
learning in fifth grade, you guys.
Bitch, when I was looking at the maps in fifth grade, they looked like they was in South Carolina. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we went to school in Clark County.
Honey. So, all right, you guys. I'm not done
to tell these hoes how to suck some dick. Get sloppy with that shit.
Oh.
Get sloppy with it. But bitch, keep one hand wet and one hand dry. Never get both on wet. And bitch, learn to balance.
All right.
You never need hands.
All right.
Even on soft.
I know that's right. If it ain't growing, if it was just your mouth.
Wait, if you can't make that dick stretch by, what? When I tell you the nigga gonna like just because you didn't use no hands. Slurp that dick up like it's a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. That's what you do. And spit it back out like you got a brain freeze.
And just to piggyback on that little tidbit, some you girls and gays out there, you don't even have to suck on the dick. If that nigga got on sweatpants, just blow your hot breath on it real quick on it. Watch that motherfucker grow, and then when Brace he pulls it out, do
Remember,
it.
Always be classy.
Be classy about it. Honey, have a whole little wet
Elegance
mouth.
Never fades.
I learned that from charm school with Monique.
All right. Go boots! Buck Wild!
Safari? That's your real name? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you guys, this is the last bit of my podcast. Welcome. Goodbye from the lies, sex lies, and confessions pod. God damn, why can't I get my name right on this damn thing today?
Because I got you lit.
Lit as fuck. On the Sex, Lies, and Hoeing, a confession podcast. Again, I am the sexual pope, also known as TK, and you can follow me on all social media so that you can stalk your exes. And that is at Despicable T_. I'm still having a feud with the Despicable T without the underscore. Fuck that hoe. But again, Despicable T_ is where you can find me. And DC, it was great having you today. And thank you for inviting me into your humble
All
abode.
All my dick suckers out there, keep sucking dick.
Keep sucking dick. Bye, you guys.